Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, as we going through the book of Luke, we can just be encouraged and blessed by your example, because we need to see your example, because we are called to walk with you and walk in your footsteps. So thank you for this wonderful picture in Luke, where we see you grow in wisdom, we see you grow in wisdom and find favor with man and God, because you put the word into place. You were a light in the darkness, a river in the desert. And thank you, Lord, that you could see your wisdom was appreciated and shared, and it got people to be aware of goodness, power. Well, not no power at the right there in the beginning. Thank you, Lord, that you were just consistently being built up, and that just went on from those early years right up to 30, right up to being baptized, and then going out into the desert and being tested there. Lord, thank you, Father God, this whole testing, Father God, in the mundane daily lifestyle and in the desert was preparing you for a public ministry, for a worldwide ministry that we are still looking at today. And so we thank you, Lord. We just see the consistency, the staying in tune and waiting their time, Lord. And then thank you, Jesus, in our readings this morning. And the time comes, a certain day, out of all those years, out of all those months, out of all those days, this day arrived when the beautiful scripture in the word opened up, and then that was a reality that would be a powerful reality from that moment on for the next plus minus 3 years, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful example of coming for us and staying here and being tested in every way, so as to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Shepherd, our Savior. Now, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, hallelujah, guys. I was just thinking about this word, and I just didn't want to miss out that opportunity to just share that Luke gives us that picture that we don't see in the other Gospels. You know, it's just basically he's born, he's baptized, and then he's in that powerful 3 years of the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. He's anointed him to preach the gospel with signs and wonders. I just so rejoice that Luke points out that development, that staying faithful. I remember the time there when his mother was upset with him because he wasn't there with them for 3 days. And then he saw she didn't understand. And he just went and he stayed with her. And what was that? Was another 18 years later, before the Spirit was poured out of him in power, where he could go out and be a witness with signs and wonders following. And then this came to this time here. All these years, all these months, all these days, the day came there when he comes, and he comes into the synagogue and he opens the scroll, and there it is written. And then that bang there, destiny, purpose, his inheritance laid out for him, just in his heart, I believe. And then he put it on his lips and rolled it out. And then from that moment, the scripture was fulfilled. So what is it saying, guys? It's saying that our lives are in God's hands. We need to stay with him and be faithful and patient and persevering in every day, staying in the truth, staying in Jesus, staying in the light, abiding in the vine, looking to the head. A mindset on him is kept in total peace, and God is busy building. It's just like a tree. You know, the part of the tree you see is just a small part of it. The big part is all that which is underneath. It's about twice as long, the underground there, that no one sees. But that is forged and that is formed in persistence, in staying with the Lord. And your days and our days are written out there, and it will come to pass. What God has destined, he will bring to pass. It makes me think of that. We were predestined. We were called. He justifies us, makes us strong enough to handle the splendor. And it goes from glory to glory. So those that he predestined, he called. Those he called, he justified. Those he justifies, he glorifies. So stay with him, guys. Enjoy him every day. You are here for a time such as this, and the days ordained for you are written so that you can experience him glory to glory. I love the scripture, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are changed from one degree of glory to the next. So keep developing, keep looking, keep drawing, keep the faith, and run the race. In Jesus' name, amen.